Hello everyone, and welcome to today's seminar, Startups, the Internet, and You. Today we'll talk about how to create a startup using digital resources to get that idea of yours off the ground. Now to start, let's ask ourselves a question. What is a startup? A startup is a fledgling company that is created to develop a specific innovative idea or product. The startup develops, markets, and then sells this idea or product to its potential set of clients. So let's start from the beginning, shall we? We first need an innovative idea or product. Well, how do I do that, you might ask? The most important first step is to have an idea. We get this idea from inspiration, interior or exterior. And one sure way is to ask if there is a need for something, or if something can be improved. For example, if you work in a post office and you think there needs to be a better system to sort letters and packaging, that could provide the inspiration necessary for your idea. But be careful. We must understand that our ideas must be either truly necessary or make a process significantly easier. Otherwise, the competition could be even fiercer. Now, once you have your idea, you must elaborate two items. The first is who will the client be and how will I get the product to them? That is where the internet comes in. It eliminates the need to have a physical store, therefore eliminating much of the cost that was previously associated with starting a business. The internet will also put you in contact with companies that can ship your product for you, giving you a wide range and thus a better opportunity to find a company that will ship your product for a reasonable cost. The second question that you must ask yourself is how you will produce said product. If it's a computer program, for example, you can just copy it onto a disk and have that be your product. And if so, how will you do so at a volume that is profitable? Or perhaps you could eliminate that cost by placing it online and making it downloadable after purchase. But what if it's a mug or a table? Then you must think about how you plan to make it so that it becomes profitable. Speaking about profits, the price is the next thing you must decide. Knowing your clientele, either by doing surveys or research, will help you to figure out how much they get to value your product, which in turn will aid you in appropriately pricing said product. So let's say that you have this new program that automatically sends and receives packages, effectively eliminating a couple of jobs and significantly reducing cost. You'll consequently be able to charge a higher price for this item, but be aware that there will be a higher expectation on the side of the buyer as well. Now, I mentioned knowing your clientele. Here I will discuss how to better acquaint yourself with those of you who may hope to sell to...